Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC, the founding drummer of The Roots, will be on Soundcheck with John Schaefer today. So join John at 2 and 10 on 93.9 FM, WNYC. And okay, business owners, where are you? We have just a couple of minutes left in the show. Time for you to tell us how your holiday season has kicked off. Selling stuff. You can start calling now with your holiday season report. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. The headlines out there seem to be so upbeat. Business Week, Black Friday boost U.S. car sales to best rate since Cash for Clunkers. PC Magazine, Microsoft reports best ever Xbox 360 Black Friday sales. Washington Post, consumer confidence surges in November. This will be a good holiday shopping season. Business owners or anybody selling anything in the holiday shopping season, is this being overhyped or are you having these surge of buying experiences? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. The Lahontan Valley, Nevada News. Shoppers delight in deals. The Durant, Oklahoma Daily Democrat. We read everything here. Local shopping holiday brings success. AnnArbor.com. Holiday festivities continue at Briarwood Mall. So how has your Black Friday through Cyber Monday been so far? I happened to walk in on Black Friday to the Target in the Bronx near where I live just to see what was going on. I actually did not go into shop, but I just was curious, you know, is it going to be mobbed? Were the lines going to be 20 people deep? And it was mobbed. And then I noticed that there was a line even to get into shop in the electronics section of the store. So that wasn't a checkout line. That was a line just to get into shop in the electronics section. So that's the that's what people want, I guess, right? It's we're living in Xbox Nation. 212-433-WNYC. Nanette in Brooklyn. Hi, Nanette.
Oh, hey there, Brian. How are you?
Good. What kind of a store? What are you selling?
Okay. Well, we have a pop-up shop in Brooklyn at my studio, Artcetera. And I don't know if you remember, but I do. Last year, I was on kind of plugging the shop.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing it again this year. And I wrote a jingle to kind of sum up the entire story.
I'm all ears.
Okay, here we go. Don't mind my voice. Tis the season to shop local, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, the pop-up shop. On this point, we are quite focal, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, the pop-up shop. Handmade gifts, you're sure to savor, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, pop-up shop. Every price point that you favor, here at the Artcetera pop-up shop.
Yes, I give you a 9.5. Not pitchy,
oh,
very good.
Thank you. You're awesome.
And you know, everybody else in similar circumstances, don't be afraid to call in and promote your own business. We want Brian Lehrer Show listeners to shop with other Brian Lehrer Show listeners. And where's your pop up shop again?
Okay, it's in Cobble Hill on Smith Street, about two blocks from the F train to Bergen. So
good luck, Nanette.
Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Rebecca in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. We have a pop-up shop that just opened at the Columbus Circle Market today, and we have friends who are selling at the Union Square Market, and they've been saying that business has been great, absolutely wonderful.
What are people interested in?
Say that again?
What are people interested in that you sell?
Well, I sell jewelry, but a friend of ours sells handmade T-shirts, and they've just been doing really, really great, better than last year.
Thank you very much, and good luck. Catherine in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Brian. I love your show.
Thank you.
We are a nonprofit fair trade organization, Global Goods Partners, and we're doing great online. One of our biggest items is a silk beaded necklace made by formerly trafficked women in Cambodia. We work in 20 countries around the globe, and all to benefit women artisans, and everything is handmade.
That's some category to set yourself up in business as a formerly trafficked woman. That's what you said?
Yes.
Wow. Anything in particular? Like, are people going for specific items in a way that surprises you at all?
You know, we have these adorable alpaca chickens that are tree ornaments, and those are doing really well. All of our jewelry items, we have over 500 products. So we're seeing a lot of the categories, especially, you know, jewelry, scarves. We have products for men and children as well, alpaca, baby booties and hats. So everything is online at Global Goods Partners. And, you know, as I said, we're a nonprofit fair trade group.
Catherine, thank you very much. Steve in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Brian.
So?
It's been a great holiday. I'm the owner of a Brooklyn brew shop. We make apartment-friendly one-gallon beer-making kits, and we sell them online at brooklynbrewshop.com and at the holiday Union Square Holiday Market.
One of our producers just said in my ear, that's on my wish list, apartment-friendly one-gallon beer-making kits. What does that cost?
That's $40. And we actually just came out with a book with Clarkson Potter on it's called Brooklyn Brew Shop's Beer Making Book, 52 seasonal recipes for small batches.
Ooh, so you can go from dark to light and everything, right?
Oh yeah, we brew seasonally, so we just, you know, kind of wander through the farmer's market.
That's
which
great.
Is also right at Union Square, and figure out what we can brew. And it's the holidays, so I think you need a drink.
And how do people get your stuff?
Online at brooklynbrewshop.com and at the Union Square Holiday Market and at Whole Foods throughout the city and Urban Outfitters.
Thanks a lot. Good luck. Well. Good luck.
Thank you.
William in Williamsburg. You're on WNYC. Did they name it after you?
The name of my store is Peach Frog.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Williamsburg on North 10th Street. We sell overstock. So I have everything from high-quality fashion coats at 50% off to antiques from China at 70% off of retail. I've got some amazing Chinese wagon wheels, which retail for $300, we're selling for like $90.
Chinese wagon wheels? What is that? That's not pasta, right?
And I had a brilliant Black Friday. It was 50% better than my last year.
Great.
But then the L train shut down Saturday and Sunday on small business. I lost 80% of my business.
Wow. But that also tells you people are coming from Manhattan to shop
Absolutely.
In Williamsburg.
They came back on Monday, and again, I had a blowout Monday. So I've got amazing stuff, everything from dining room tables that sell for $2,200, we're selling for $7, to an outerwear
right.
designer who won't let me say their name on because it's so such high quality. But
say the name. William from Peach Frog, good luck. And
Thank you.
You know how to shout it out there, that's for sure. Greg in Long Branch, you're going to get our last 15 seconds. Greg, real quick, what do you own? How's it going?
Okay, I own the Brighton Bar. It's a rock and roll venue in Long Branch, New Jersey. And we're open up in the daytime, and we're in the business district, so we have a lot of passerbys going back and forth. And I noticed that they've been sneaking in and ducking in for a quick libation or two, or a quick beer, or sometimes even a quick Irish coffee.
Which could be a sign of good times or hard times, right, Greg?
You're correct. Good times.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays, everyone. Our quick holiday shopping report there. Thanks for listening today. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.